Hi, this is Amy, April's team member. I want to welcome you to another episode of Holistic Horseworks Talks. In this three-part series, we are so grateful that Jacqueline Strawn shares her experiences with the Healy device. In this last episode, Jacqueline describes how the Healy is impacting her work with horses as a practitioner. So my last question for you, Jacqueline, is, so with using the Healy and your longstanding experience and work with these horses, and understanding what your migraine and headache triggers have become from doing the scans after each barn, I have to think that you are also able to apply that knowledge to your horses, because if your body is experiencing it, and from this potentially environmental conditions or other things, that's going to impact these horses as well. So I'm curious how that is, the Healy, using scanning for the horses as well as your own self, and are there parallels, and how is it changing what kind of work you're doing with the horses?
100% agree that it has showed me, if these things are this impactful on me, mm-hmm. our animals are experiencing this as well. So I have just kind of started in this last month, mm-hmm. really kind of offering it and bringing it to my clients to bring it into our sessions. And it's been quite interesting what is showing up and how receptive the horses are to receiving the treatment. So I am definitely finding that, you know, allergies is a biggie for them, you know, that kind of shows up in skin and issues like that. So I'm kind of still learning, mm-hmm. As a group, like, okay, this program tends to show up in multiple barns and multiple horses. What does it really mean? Mm-hmm. And that's one that I'm seeing, that skin. Skin quite often comes up. And at first I really took it as skin on the outside of their horse. But then I quickly made the connection that skin is also inside. Skin is your stomach lining, your intestinal lining. And since ulcers is such a big thing that horses are being treated for all the time, if skin shows up, kind of a pretty big clue that you've got something brewing or potentially problematic in there. So I look forward to being able to scan even more horses alongside with what shows up chiropractically, acupuncture wise, mm-hmm. the light, and kind of seeing that connection, like how much faster do they heal, or how does it help them mentally? Like several horses I'm noticing young that don't accept training really well or not necessarily liking their jobs. I thought that's been kind of an interesting, I've never really thought about a horse's aura necessarily. I mean, I know it exists, but I was like, well, how could this actually correlate and benefit a horse? And what we have found is by running that scan, sometimes it's because it's a little more person related. So it's sometimes a little hard to decipher or kind of put an animal's nature kind of into what it's saying. Like sometimes mm-hmm. blackmail shows up or whatever. So you kind of, you know, just kind of take it for what it is. But I will see these young horses get defeated. And it's helped me to be able to relate to the trainer. This horse just needs a little more emotional support. So we necessarily, you know, I think as women, typically horsewomen, we speak to our horses a little more, you know, good job, good boy, good girl, pat, 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 but not everybody, you know, and I think some horses respond, but some don't, but especially if that aura scan is showing up that the aura and the chakras were in the 70s and the 80s, and then you ride and they come down to the 50s, that horse is not feeling good enough. they're not feeling supported in their training. So why not? It's free to say, great job. Maybe it shows up as a little less repetition, you know, because sometimes repetition for a horse is punishment.
Or boring.
Yeah. And it's like, or taking them just outside for a few minutes or letting them hand graze, or, you know, that you have your own little, you kind of, some horses think of the grooming as a benefit, a bonus. That horse may need that, where another horse doesn't really care, you know? So I kind of have found that the scans, again, have showed me some things that I wasn't necessarily expecting it to show up. That why not offer a little bit of kind words, an extra carrot, a something, and it's only going to help them as a trainer get better results from their horse. So I've actually had some of our own horses just kind of say that they didn't really like their job. And I laughed. I'm like, she wasn't started till she was four. She probably thought she just got to be a little pasture pet. And life was pretty easy. She didn't even have a halter on till she was three. And no wonder she doesn't necessarily want to do work.
I don't like this job.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, this is a little too...
anarchy. Too I don't like it.
Exactly. I would prefer for you just to feed me. And I would like to stand out in the pasture and be beautiful and take my picture and life is good. Well, that's just not reality. So we came up with other ways to say... this is going to be, but you have some options. Here are your options. And it's been kind of interesting. If she was a person, she would be that kid wearing a leather jacket with some studs on it and totally rocking the anarchy symbol. Like, that is her. And we're like, you will still be able to be part of this world here. Let's just find some joy in it. And so that's kind of something I'm not doing as much for my clients, because not everybody wants to hear it, you know, they're not as open to it. But I think down the line in using it for my clients, I'm going to be able to bring them just another element to the treatment pie there that could be beneficial for them. But I'm doing a little bit more on our own because I know their histories. I know. So I can really see how accurate is this. What does emotional blackmail mean when it shows up for a horse? Well, interestingly enough, almost every horse that showed up for emotional blackmail has been a barrel racing horse. So really? I think that's been amazing that they feel like they're used for money. So I have so many barrel racers that I know that are so kind and so loving to their horses that in our world, in the show world, we never make money. So it's never about money for us. It's just about spending money for us. We never get the joy of actually going into a class and actually winning money back. That's crazy. So it's like, really, rodeo and some of those types of things is really one of the only places where there could be a financial reward. And I think it's amazing that some of the horses recognize that. You know, so that's
it's interesting what energy pattern that creates, that it translates into that discipline, if you will. That's interesting to me.
And it very rarely relates that they don't like their job. They do. They just feel like they're being used for that. And a young lady has shared some of her stories with her horses about it. She was one of the first that clued me in, like that she had noticed that pattern for her own horses. That she said, sometimes it just had taken me that time. Like, I just needed to groom them and give them that little bit, not just like kind of treat them more like, okay, I'm going to ride you. It's 20 minutes. We move on. We go to the next one. She's like, that one needs a little bit of grooming, you know, maybe wants their leg rinsed off and just wants that little bit of extra attention. So I'm really grateful for her to I never really would have thought to look at that.
Thank you so much for sharing your stories. It's been just a delight to talk with you and learn more about your experiences. It's always an interesting journey when we have something that is hard to get through and experience, and then have something come and help us and show us new knowledge, show us new experiences, and then you can share that with other people. I think it's an amazing but painful gift, you know, because yeah. you have to go through that process to be able to then share what you've learned. And it's seems unfortunate, but it is, it's just the way it goes. Not everybody's comfortable to share details. So I really appreciate your willingness to do that.
My pleasure. I remember a healer once saying there's no greater motivation than pain. And I feel that many of us that are part of this healing world and that work with animals, it's not necessarily a punishment. It's a gift, because I would not learn what I've learned and gone through what I've gone through if my life was easy. Yeah. If I had no pain, if I had no migraines, if I didn't have to look at what's keeping me from being the best mom I could be, then would I have been as motivated to buy this and potentially have the life-changing event that I have? So I think sometimes it's just flip that switch in your head and why am I going through this? And saying I'm willing to go through this as long as I come out of this better, improved, what lesson am I supposed to learn? And then just go with it. That's why I never tried to stop the migraine. Nothing ever was an abortive. There was a reason. And I don't even really, I couldn't tell you what those reasons were, because it truly does feel like hell on earth while you're going through it. But coming out of it and truly seeing now that I have the potential to not have another migraine again, that I don't think I could be as appreciative of life if I wouldn't have gone through that. So if I needed these last 13, 14 years to maybe just go through that so that for the next 30, I can be a joy and be the mom that I'm supposed to be, because she is my number one, that if I can be that for her, I would have went through that hell twice to come out of it, to potentially have something now that could help her as well.
If you would like to learn more about the Healy device for yourself, please email April at healyforyourhealth@gmail.com. That's HEALY, the number 4, yourhealth@gmail.com. If you want to hear more of Jacqueline's Healy story, be sure to listen to part 1, where Jacqueline told us what motivated her to try the Healy and then what happened. And part 2, where she talks more about how long Healy sessions last and what she's learning. And last, Jacqueline has also graciously shared her powerful experiences while taking April's level 1 and 2 courses, and then what happened to her afterwards. Make sure you listen to those episodes as well. Thanks for joining us.